If you look at reviews for roofing companies, you'll see comments such as, didn't stick to their timeline, or I had questions but didn't know who to talk to. With Victor's Home Solutions, their customers never have to worry because Victor's assigns everyone a project manager. That manager becomes your roofing concierge, and they have two jobs, take care of you and make sure the installation and cleanup are perfect. With Victor's, you'll get the best roofing experience. Call today for your free 21-point roof inspection and estimate, 734-6660. 66-914. Man, you just missed a big sneeze. I got a lot of them. This allergy season is the worst ever, in my opinion. I got another one. I can't do it. All right. Aren't there things you can do? I'm squeezing my nose. Okay, we're going to have Todd Flood here in just a moment. You see the headline in the Metro section, Detroit News, GOP's Upton backs Harris for president. I got to tell you, the picture of U.S. Representative Fred Upton, the guy sitting on his left, looks like my late father, William D., Bill Smith. Got the bushy eyebrows, the whole deal. But I'm sure it's not my dad, because if he came back, I would hope and pray that he wasn't at some political event at the at the Motor City Casino, which is apparently where Representative Upton was. So he's backing Kamala Harris because, he says, watching Trump day after day, he's ignored the advice of many senior, respected Republicans to stay on the issues, is what he told the Detroit News. Well, we've said it a million times. The guy who gets Trump into more trouble than anyone is Trump by just talking oftentimes. And I know some people are voting for him because they like that he doesn't have a filter. But that not having a filter is costing him people also. All right. Todd Flood, attorney and managing partner at Flood Law, host of Behind the Bench, which airs monthly on WJR, is here with an interesting story. By the way, I don't always get to hear your show, like you don't always get to hear my show, but I did listen the other day, Todd, and you did a great job with, I think I was listening to the part with Devin Scillian.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you, Paul W., for listening. Yeah, Devin, he's a pillar, right, in our community, and it was great to have him on, and I'll miss him in our living room for sure.
Yep, I will too. So here we have a Rochester Hills apartment community being sued by a fair housing group that says the community's blanket ban on leasing to any tenants with a past felony conviction violates their federal law. But I don't know. There's no Michigan or federal law prohibiting landlords from rejecting housing applicants because of a past criminal record, is there?
Well, the Fair Housing Labor Act deals with with more of a discriminatory act. And I think actually that there could be some constitutional issues under the Equal Protection Clause that will be violated if there is just this big blanket that says I'm excluding this group. And it just so happens that this group of all felons, whether it be for shoplifting over $1,000 or whatever the case may be from a previous time frame, or if it hits a particular sect, minorities, Latinos, African-American, whatever the case may be, there's going to be that claim of that it's discriminatory. It's too broad. Now, if you said we are not allowing any criminal sexual conduct cases specifically as it relates to minors or particularly as it relates to a certain area. Yeah, I that would pass muster. I think the landlord would be able to hold that up, especially because there's a protective clause or a prophylactic thought process behind, making sure that families are safe in that particular area. But when you just throw out a big wide net and it includes everything under the sun, you're going to find a disparity in treatment, especially when it relates to, special groups and minorities, obviously coming into that purview.
Todd Flood with this attorney, managing partner, Flood Law, host of Behind the Bench here on WJR every month. The person who answered the phone at these apartments said HUD does not allow for anyone with a felony to live on this property. Unfortunately, you can't say things like that unless it happens to be true, because all you have to do is call HUD and ask them, and HUD says that's not true.
That's, yeah, right. So that would definitely be, there's no way the federal government or Section 8 housing would put that into play, because they know full well that that would violate an equal protection clause. That would obviously have a discriminatory act for all felons. There's just no way that would pass muster. So I can't see that working. And there's no way that, especially when there's government funding, you'd have to pass this test of strict scrutiny. And I just don't see that happening.
Give me a little lesson here, Todd, no one better than you to do that. This is, I guess we refer to it as Section 8 housing. That is that there are maximum income limits for residents starting at $40,320 for one person, $46,080 for a two-person household. Do people who have that Section 8 housing and have those restrictions, are they getting extra money from the government when they find people like this and put them in their apartments?
Yes. So there is stipends that come through. You get paid through HUD, right? And there is also a certain amount of funds that can come from the individual as well. So you get both the government subsidies and that kind of that guarantee of funding, right? And then you also have the individual. I'm not a Section 8 pro. I know many of people that are. But at the end of the day, there is taxpayer dollars that obviously are going to pay for the residents of Section 8 homes for those that are under a certain threshold of income.
So for somebody who is thinking about, well, I want to be a landlord, I want to buy some apartment buildings or whatever, this is going to apply to them as well. It doesn't have to be Section 8 housing. It could be just any housing that you're trying to rent out. You have to follow these rules.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you're getting funds from the federal government.
Well, wait. If you're not getting funds from the federal government.
Well, if you own a Section 8, you own a home and you put it up in a Section 8 tenant that comes in and pays, and you say, hey, listen, I'm going to do this policy for Section 8 housing, but my house, I'm not allowing any felons in this house. I think you're going to find yourself in a constitutional issue and a discriminatory claim and a 14th Amendment, issue.
I guess
for the equal protection clause.
What I'm asking, Todd, is if you just have an apartment and you want to rent out your apartments because you own them and that's how you're going to get your money back and pay your mortgage down and all that, it doesn't have to be government involved or Section 8 involved. This kind of restriction
apparently would apply.
Everybody. Would apply.
Right. Would apply. And you know what? There's a big case that came down, a wonderful place in the state of Michigan, Bayview, Michigan. Bayview, Michigan was founded on a Methodist historical map, and Jewish sects wanted to come in, and there was a big lawsuit that was tried to be, excluded, and Bayview, Michigan lost. That went all the way up to the Court of Appeals. So, yeah, there's not going to be – it would be very difficult, I think, for you to conclude based on if there could be a showing that there is a minority – disproportionate status that can't get into your house.
Gotcha. When's your next great show, Behind the Bench?
We are coming up in the following month, the second Wednesday of next month, November.
Second Wednesday of November. All right. Well, we'll talk to you between now and then. We'll remind people. Thanks, Todd.
Thanks, my friend. I'll talk to you soon.
Todd Flood, attorney, managing partner, Flood Law. He's a guy we lean on all the time. He's also host of Behind the Bench on this great radio station. It airs monthly. The next time is the second Wednesday of November as we continue in focus on WJR.